Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Buttland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Buttland. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to third. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Williams scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillard. Doerr moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buttland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buttland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy misplays the ball. That's an error on McCoy. Fox scores. Cronin scores. Tabor moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bill Butland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butland is 0-for-1 in the game. Butland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to home to get Tabor. Desautels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Potter, and towards Lillard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miles for the out. Potter moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Potter moves to third. Moses moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Desodles hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rubeling reaches second base with a double. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rubeling scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Butland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butland is 0-for-2 in the game. Butland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rubeling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doerr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Buttland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buttland is 0-3 in the game. Buttland bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-4 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to third. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Desautels scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-3 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Beckman now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Buttland covering. Safe. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Bill Beckman. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buttland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein pinch runs for Chubby Dean. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Gantenbein moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Husser now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Butland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butland is 0-for-3 in the game. Butland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rubeling hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.